everybody, to the Superhumanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Last week, we talked about complaining and signs that you are complaining too much, and also ways to seek solutions. So if you feel like you've been complaining a lot lately, go back and listen to last week's episode for more information on that. Make sure you follow us on Superhumanistic on everything, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review so that others can find this podcast and hopefully gain some health benefits from it. This week, we'll be talking about ashwagandha. So we're going to be going through the health benefits of that, also be talking about the proper dosage and also potential side effects. So basically, ashwagandha is part of Ayurvedic medicine. It's also been known to be called Indian ginseng and winter cherry. So you might hear it in those terms as well. So in regards to the benefits, what do you have for us?
Sure. So benefits of taking this supplement. So it is a supplement. You can also drink it as a supplement. So they put it in like your teas and things like that. It is an herb. But some of the benefits is that it does reduce your anxiety, improves insomnia, so you'll get better sleep and a better quality of sleep at night. Reduces stress, which in turn is that anxiety piece too. So helps to reduce stress as well as that stress-related weight gain then. So we all know a lot of us out there are stress eaters, including myself. But with this, it helps reduce that stress, which in turn will help you lose some weight as well. Helps with athletic performance. So taking this, athletes have said that they have a better workout after taking this, because if our body is less stressed, we're able to then work to a greater extent. It helps to manage blood sugar as well as boost your immunity. Does help with diabetes as well. Muscle strength, so being able to lift more or doing more reps. And certain cancers that this can help with. Helps with fertility, memory, improving your memory. Can also help with your cortisol levels, which is part of that stress hormone. So helps to lower your cortisol levels. Can help with inflammation as well. Your endurance, so not only how much you're able to lift and how often you're lifting, but like keeping that endurance throughout your workout. And then promotes thyroid health as well. So those are just a few of the benefits. I know there's a lot more out there, but those were the ones that were the largest benefits that have been seen. So again, we were talking about like how much ashwagandha you should take. So it's most often, of course, used as like a supplement, a pill or gummy or whatever form you want to get it in. I like to drink it in tea more often than taking the pill. So that is how I would get my ashwagandha. But it is recommended that you have 1,000 milligrams daily for up to 12 weeks. So with this supplement, you don't want to like overuse it either. And I know my husband's going to get into some of those side effects that could happen. So you want to introduce it to yourself slowly, and then once you get to the 1,000 milligrams daily, stop after 12 weeks, right? So our body's hormones should be balanced out enough by then that you want to kind of lean off of taking those supplements as well. So I will let my husband get into what some of those side effects are.
Yeah, some great benefits there. You mentioned stress relief, so that's going to make this particular herb an adaptogen. Because of its adaptogenic properties, which really helps the body manage that stress. So a lot of great benefits there. Also some immune system support as well. So definitely helps strengthen the immune system and makes you more resilient to illnesses. So this herb has a lot of great properties to it. But as you mentioned, you definitely want to watch your dosage there. You don't want to overdo it So there are some, you know, it's safe for most people to take, but there also are some potential side effects as well. Some of those are upset stomach. So you may experience some nausea, diarrhea, or just an overall upset stomach. It can also make you a little bit drowsy. So you want to make sure that you try it out before you operate any kind of heavy machinery or drive. And also it could have interactions with certain medications. So as always, before you start taking a supplement like this, you should consult with a doctor. So that's very important. But ashwagandha is a pretty good herb, it sounds like, overall. Just some fun facts and trivia about it. It's actually derived from a Sanskrit word, ashwa meaning horse, and gandha meaning smell. That's because it's said the roots of the plant are said to smell like a horse. So, well,
glad I'm not smelling this before I take it.
It's often used traditionally in Indian sweets and beverages. So you kind of touched on that earlier. A good way to probably get this supplement as well is to just get the powder form and include it in your smoothie. Excuse me. We've talked about smoothies in the past, and smoothies are a great way to incorporate this as well. So, as we mentioned, make sure you talk to your doctor. It's not recommended for pregnant women or if you're breastfeeding. So that's another potential thing to watch out for if you're going to start partaking in this supplement. And as you mentioned, great to try it out for maybe 12 weeks, maybe a little bit longer, see how your body reacts and take it from there. So that is all we had for you this week. Again, make sure you follow us on all the social medias. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, and leave us that rating and review. And that will help others find this podcast. Make sure you go and start implementing these tips into your life so that you could be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.